Okay, here's a fact. There are very few women directing big Hollywood films. This has been an issue for decades. But a new report from the Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film shows the numbers are getting even smaller. Here's NPR's Mandalito Barco.
There are no women among this year's feature film nominees for the Directors Guild of America Awards, and there's only one up for Best First-Time Features Director, Kelly Freeman Craig, for her coming-of-age comedy, The Edge of 17.
Hey, life isn't fair sometimes, Nadine, okay? Get over it.
I swear to God.
For decades, the Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film has documented the paltry numbers of female directors. The latest study reveals that just 7% of all directors working on the 250 highest-grossing domestic releases last year were women. That's 2% less than the year before, roughly the same as 1998.
The same old about, you know, who gets the shot, like who gets to make movies.
Dee Reese was a rare woman to win a DGA award. Last year, she got it for directing the HBO biopic Bessie. As she prepares to premiere her new film, Mudbound, at the Sundance Film Festival this week, Reese says male directors continue to be celebrated more than women.
I really feel like these kind of questions should be asked of studio executives, like why are women's, you know, numbers declining, you know, versus asking a woman director. It's like asking the victim, like, why are you in this position?
Last year, the ACLU called out Hollywood for what attorney say is a systematic bias against women directors. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission began investigating the issue, but it's not new. In the late 1970s, a group of women directors did directly challenge movie and TV executives. Victoria Hochberg and five others compiled dismal statistics. They used to meet at her house to strategize how to fight the idea that directing is a man's job.
And any job a woman gets, we're taking it from them. And that's still true. That's what a lot of them think.
Hochberg and the others formed a women's steering committee at the DGA. And in 1979, they sued two movie studios. The case was thrown out, but Hochberg says many women were hopeful after Catherine Bigelow directed the film The Hurt Locker. In 2010, she made history as the first woman to win a DGA award and a Best Picture Oscar, an honor announced by Barbara Streisand.
Well, the time has come.
But Hochberg says Bigelow's wins were an anomaly. She had the same response Dee Reese did to this year's nominees and industry statistics.
Same old, same old. It's heartbreaking. Soul-killing.
Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.